This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
The House will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today is Father Joe Holzhauser of the Pier Fort Pier Ministerial Association, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which are led by House Pages Megan Thornhill from Nisland and Maddie Buffington from Huron.
Let us pray. As we gather here today as members of the House, we pray that we are ever mindful of opportunities to render our service to fellow citizens and to our community, keeping in mind always that enduring values of life, exerting our efforts in those areas and on those things upon which future generations can build with confidence. Let us continue to strive to make a better world. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Representative Anderson, Bartling, Beal, Bolin, Bordeaux, Bruner, Campbell, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Deutsch, DeSanto, Dryden, Duvall, Feikert, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hager, Harrison, Haugard, Hawks, Holly, Heineman, Holmes, Hunhoff, Hunt, Jensen, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Klum, Langer, Latterell, Marty, May, McCleary, Mickelson, Munster, Norstrup, Otten, Partridge, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Romkema, Rounds, Rosum, Russell, Schaefer, Schoenbeck, Shanefish, Schramp, Sly, Soli, Solem, Stalser, Steinhauer, Stevens, Tulson, Vershiel, Werner, Westra, Wick, Willidson, Woolman, Zickman, Speaker Wink. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Members of the House. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 19th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Dean Wink, Chair.
All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The journal is approved. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Commerce and Energy respectfully reports that House Bill 1067 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Tim Rounds, Chair. The Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that House Bill 1212 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1141 do pass as amended. Scott Munsterman, Chair. The Joint Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports that House Bill 1201 do pass as amended and House Bill 1235 was tabled. Justin R. Cronin, co-chair. The Committee on Taxation respectfully reports that House Bill 1116 do pass and House Bill 1173, 1174, 1175, and 1176 were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Roger D. Solem, chair. The Committee on Agriculture respectfully reports that House Bill 1197, 1199, and 1200 were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Lee Qualm, Chair. The Committee on Transportation respectfully reports that Senate Bill 34 do pass. House Bill 1231 was tabled, and House Bill 1114 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Mike Vershiel, Chair.
Thank you. Is today's Doctor of the Day here? Up in the gallery to my left is the doctor of the day, Troy Howard. Go ahead and stand up, Dr. Howard. He practices ear, nose, and throat surgery at Rapid City Regional Hospital and clinics. He received his medical degree from the University of South Dakota Sanford School of Medicine in 2010 and completed his residency at Ohio State University in Columbus. Dr. Howard is a member of the South Dakota State Medical Association. Please welcome Dr. Howard. Thank you for being with us. Also, I think we have the Hamlin on behalf of Representatives Greenfield and Tolson and teacher Brian Jacobson. Do we have the Hamlin senior government class with us? Not yet. We'll welcome them in a little bit. Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bills 1011, 1031, and 1084, which have passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith HCR 1008, in which the Senate has concurred. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has concurred in House amendments to Senate Bill 20. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 66, 104, 130, and 138, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Motions.
House Concurrent Resolution 1013, recognizing the positive economic impact sportsmen and women have in South Dakota. The Speaker has waived the committee referral. Representative Gosch moves that House Bill 1152 be referred from the Committee on Commerce to the Committee on Education.
Second.
All in favor of the Gosch motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Representative Gosch moves that House Bill 1153 be referred from the Committee on State Affairs to the Committee on Judiciary.
Second.
Having a motion and a second, all in favor of the Gosch motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I'm not even sure I'm going to do it. Yes. Well, we can remove it. You want to remove it to see it? Consideration of reports of committees.
Representative Gosch moves that the reports of the standing committees on state affairs on House Bill 1214, as found on page 354 of the House Journal, also education on House Bill 1189, as found on page 356 of the House Journal, also commerce and energy on House Bill 1121, as found on page 357 of the House Journal, be adopted.
Second.
All in favor of the Gosch motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. First reading of Senate bills and joint resolutions.
Senate Bill 130, an act to require the processing of sexual assault exam kits. Senate Bill 138, an act to authorize the construction of a nursing home facility in Rosebud, South Dakota.
Yeah. Health and Human Services, receive Senate Bill 138, Judiciary Senate Bill 130, State Affairs Senate Bill 104, and Transportation Senate Bill 66. Second reading of consent calendar items.
House Bill 1118, Representative Russell requests that House Bill 1118 be removed from the consent calendar.
Representative Russell requested House Bill 1118 be removed from the consent calendar. This request is granted.
House Bill 1163, an act to revise the periods of time during which veterans may use tuition benefits at institutions under the control of the Board of Regents.
The consent calendar bill, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Seeing none, the question before the House is final passage of bills on the consent calendar. Those in favor vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Representative Klum. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Madam Clerk, please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 68 yeas, 2 excused.
The consent bill, having received the majority vote of the members elect, are hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed approved. Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 11. House Bill 1110 has had its second reading. Representative Gosch moves that House Bill 1110 be deferred to Tuesday, February 16th, the 21st legislative day.
Second. All in favor of the Gosch motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion approved.
House Bill 1094, an act to increase the commercial fertilizer inspection fee for purposes of fertilizer-related research and education and to create the Nutrient Research and Education Council to promote such research and education. Representative Gosch moves that House Bill 1094 be deferred to Wednesday, February 17th, the 22nd legislative day.
Second.
All in favor of the Gosch motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion approved.
House Bill 1081, an act to make an appropriation to fund tax refunds for elderly persons and persons with a disability, to revise the income eligibility requirements for property and sales tax refunds, and to declare an emergency.
House Bill 1081, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final remarks. Are there any remarks? Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1081 is a special appropriation of $450,000 for tax refunds for elderly and disabled people. The state of South Dakota has provided tax relief to our senior citizens and to our citizens who have disabilities since 1974. This is a continuation of that project, and I'd appreciate your support. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative Jensen. Any further remarks? House Bill 1081. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1081. Due to an appropriation measure, House Bill 1081 will require a two-thirds vote of the members-elect. Those in favor vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Representative Heineman and Otten. Representative Heineman. Representative Heineman. Heineman votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Madam Clerk, will you please display the vote?
Mr. Speaker, there are 68 yeas, 2 excused.
House Bill 1081, having received two-thirds vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1170, an act to make an appropriation to reimburse certain eligible health care professionals who have complied with the requirements of the Rural Health Care Facility Recruitment Assistance Program and to declare an emergency.
House Bill 1170, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the House. In 2012, we implemented the Rural Health Facility Recruitment Assistance Program to assist hospitals, nursing homes, and other health care eligible facilities in rural areas to recruit and retain health care professionals. Eligible professionals receive an incentive pay of up to $10,000 upon completion of a 3-year practice commitment to the facility. The participating facilities are required to pay a portion of the incentive based on the size of the community, and up to 60 healthcare professionals can participate in the program. Currently, there are 40 eligible healthcare professionals that have completed that 3-year requirement. They include respiratory therapist 1, LPN 7, a med tech is 1, paramedic 3, pharmacist 2, physical therapist 3, a rad tech 1, RN is 22, which gives you 40. The communities represented included Bristol, Britton, Corsica, Custer, Eureka, Fulton, Fort Pierre, Gettysburg, Hot Springs, Howard, Isabel, Lemon, Madison, Martin, Miller, Mulbridge, Parkston, Platt, Redfield, Sisseton, Timberlake, Viberg, Wagner, Webster, Westington Springs, and Winter. And I think I probably touched above every district in this House, so I would hope you could be supportive. And just at the conclusion, the state's portion is $277,500. The community's contributed $122,500. I'd ask for your support of this very positive and great outcome program. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Hunhoff, for their further remarks. Seeing no further remarks on House Bill 1170, the question before the House is final passage. Due to an appropriation measure, House Bill 1170 will require a two-thirds vote of the members-elect. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Keller votes aye. Representative Klum and Willardson. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Madam Clerk, please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 68 yeas, 2 excused.
House Bill 1170, having received 2/3 vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1164, an act to provide for a special interest motor vehicle license plate for certain vehicles under certain conditions. Representative Gosch moves that House Bill 1164 be deferred to Tuesday, February 16th, the 21st legislative day.
Second.
All in favor of the Gosch motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Gosch motion is approved.
House Bill 1119, an act to revise the criteria for incorporation of a new municipality.
House Bill 1119, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Speaker.
Representative Bruner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, today I bring you House Bill 1119. The purpose of this bill is to clarify the terms under which a new municipality may be incorporated. Well, the bill arises from questions involved in a recent process of a new town in Meade County. This bill would not have any impact on that at all and could only affect future incorporations. In addition to clarifying the language, the bill would move the required number of registered voters from 30 to 45 and clarify what a legal residence means for purpose of incorporating a new city. So basically, it just raises the bar for little town or little areas or whatever they are that want to be a new city. It says 100 residents and 45 registered voters. So with that, it's quite simple. Just a little bit of clarification and raising the bar for new cities to incorporate. So would ask your favorable vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Bruner. There are additional remarks on House Bill 1119. Representative Stevens.
Thank you. Well, I'd ask the body to vote against this bill. I really don't see any benefit of having it whatsoever. I don't see any downsides by leaving the law exactly the way it is right now. I really see that there could be opportunities economically for down the future. And, you know, you think about how many years ago there wasn't such a place as Dakota Dunes. And now you look at that kind of a facility. So I think this is a bill fraught with concerns, unintended consequences, and maybe down the future. And at this point, unless we can have some more clarification of how really that's going to, you know, make our state better, I would rather not have laws that prevent things. I'd rather be having us do things that encourages development.
Thank you, Representative Stevens. Further remarks? Representative Otten.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was in the committee that heard this bill. It did come out of committee 13-0. You know, I don't think the intention of the statutes today or the intentions of the legislative body today would be to allow municipalities just to be popping up nilly-willy and wherever you want on some campground or some pasture anywhere in the state. You know, municipalities are an area that is intended to have people living in them. They are taxing entities. I mean, they control the water and the sewer and the streets within those areas. And you know, nothing can be done about Buffalo Chip, and I don't have a problem with them. And, I don't have any attachment to this bill, but I think from here going forward, I really don't think we want to have a bunch of campgrounds incorporating themselves as communities or municipalities within the state of South Dakota. This bill makes sense to me. It just changes a few requirements in there. It says that the resident needs to reside within the community for 90 days and says you have to have 100 residents, I believe. So to me, it makes perfect sense, and I hope you pass the bill.
Thank you, Representative Otten. Further remarks on House Bill 1119? Seeing no further remarks on House Bill 1119, the question before the House is final passage. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote.
Hager votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Madam Clerk, please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 48 yeas, 20 nays, 2 excused.
House Bill 1119, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed correct. Yeah. Representative Gosch.
I would move we defer the remainder of today's calendar to Tuesday, the 21st legislative day.
All in favor of the Gosch motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion carries. There being no objection, the House will revert to order of business number 5, reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Local Government respectfully reports that House Bill 1140 do pass, House Bill 1127 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bill 1131 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Herman Otten, Vice Chair. Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that House Bill 1036, 1037, and 1058 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 11:20 a.m., February 11, 2016. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared House Bill 1011, 1031, and 1084 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Dean Wing, Chair.
Speaker signs an act to repeal certain obsolete and unnecessary statutes concerning game preserves and refuges. Speaker signs House Bill 1031, an act to revise certain provisions pertaining to weights and measures. Speaker signs House Bill 1084, an act to define when concurrent employment may be used to calculate earnings in workers' compensation cases.
Representative Hawley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A point of order. Rise for point of order. Or personal privilege. I forgot what I'm doing.
I'm reaching for my red book.
Thank you.
I learned something about dilatory motions today, so be careful.
I'm so confused what's going on the floor anymore. I don't know what to ask for.
Granted.
I do want to take a personal privilege. A lot of them skipped out on us. A lot of us were real fortunate today. It was shadow day. We had a lot of students from across South Dakota with a lot of different organizations, and a few of them came back in. Before we leave, I wanted to get a chance to thank them for coming out. We had the DECA, students from DECA here, FBLA, the FCCLA, the FFA, and Skills USA, and a lot of us had a shadow to follow us around today. So there's a few of them left in the office or in the session here with the red coats and blue coats, so please welcome them.
Thanks for welcoming them. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Representative Hawley. I don't know if the Hamlin senior government class has showed up in the audience yet, but we'd like to recognize Representative Greenfield and Representative Tolson and their teacher, Brian Jacobson, for joining us in the Capitol today. Representative Boland.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege?
Granted.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I've been watching television recently, and I've noticed that the Democratic victor in the New Hampshire primary, not Donald Trump, but Bernie Sanders, likes to shoot baskets. He does this after he won this last election. He likes to shoot baskets. Well, I am here on the House floor. A couple years ago, I was honored by being given this little designation as the sharpshooter of the House. To my good friends on this side of the aisle, if and when Bernie Sanders comes to South Dakota, Representative Boland, the sharpshooter of the House, wants to have a shooting contest with Bernie Sanders. He has been challenged. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative Boland. Further announcements. Representative Rosen.
Thank you. If you'd have called Representative Solem, I would have caught on right away. House tax will meet at 8 o'clock on Tuesday morning. We have three bills. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Rosen. Representative Virtue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House transportation will meet Tuesday morning. Thank you.
Representative Qualm.
House Ag meets 7:45 Tuesday.
Representative Deutsch.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
I'd like to introduce County Commissioner from Cottington County, Mr. Lee Gable.
Welcome. Representative Heineman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Health and Human Services, Tuesday morning, 7:45.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Otten.
House Local Governments, Tuesday at 10.
Representative Tolson.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
The Hamlin senior class is here right now after being introduced twice. They're here now, so let's welcome.
Welcome.
That's the government class, and Brian Jacobson, I believe, has brought them here, so thank you.
Thank you, Representative Tolson. Further announcements? Seeing none, Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move adjourned.
All in favor of the Anderson motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
We're adjourned.